So maybe a first question would be, give us a state of just your tribe.
Madison has just been designated in December, Truax Field, as the home of F-35A.
Doctor, can you start? Give us an overview.
To provide information to Wisconsin residents dealing with the COVID-19 crisis, Wisconsin Eye is interviewing key leaders who are on the front lines of this response to the crisis. So Jerry Duchesne is Executive Director of the League of Wisconsin Municipalities. They wrote a letter over the weekend that I'll be dealing with. So I want to thank Jerry Duchesne for being interviewed online at this very unusual time. Jerry, thanks so much.
Thank you. Very glad to be with you, if only electronically.
Well, we appreciate that, and that's a unfortunate necessity to rather have you here in the studio. Jerry, give us the genesis of the weekend letter to the governor and the GOP leaders of both the Assembly and the Senate that used a rather high number, more than 220 local officials very concerned about the potential risk to the health of local workers with the April 7th election. Give us the genesis of that, please, Jerry.
I'll be glad to, Steve. And by the way, like everything else these days, those numbers are changing rapidly. It's 320 local elected officials as of yesterday afternoon.
Thank you.
They're pleading with state officials for additional help. We are not ready to conduct the April 7th election. People don't realize there are 20,000 volunteers needed to pull off an election statewide. And on average, those people are 65 to 70 years old, exactly the sorts of people you don't want out in public, and yet they're the ones that run our elections. So the first problem is those folks have been declining in droves. Milwaukee is losing dozens of election volunteers by the hour, and if you go all the way down to Big Spring, Wisconsin, the problem is the same, the scope is just different. There's a shortage of absentee ballots. We are already at more than twice the number of absentee ballot requests that we had during the 2016 election, and that, by the way, was a peak turnout election. So that system is groaning and on the verge of collapse. Little things like envelopes and hand sanitizer, all of which, you know, in this new COVID-19 era, we're all taking for granted. Those election officials need that equipment, and it's simply not available. So our plea to the governor and legislators was, look, there's a spectrum of things that could be done here. What we are saying is we're not ready to go yet, and we need your help to get there.
Okay, follow up, Jerry. Let's show a picture from your staff of absentee voters in Waukesha on Monday. Tell me what this picture, which we're now showing, tells you, and how does it speak to the concerns of now more than 320 local officials, sir?
The city administrator in Waukesha sent me that picture. He actually wanted to send me one earlier where there were 50 senior citizens standing in that hallway waiting to vote. You know, that flies in the face of what CDC and the Department of Health are telling us, is for heaven's sake, don't congregate. And for heaven's sake, please don't congregate with senior citizens. But that's what an election is. And somehow we have to figure out a way to do this differently. And we're sort of doing it on the fly.
Well, the governor's recently, as yesterday, he'll have another briefing at 1:30, still said, I'm urging you to stay at home, vote absentee. So the governor, as recently as yesterday, and again, that could change, is saying we can conduct this election largely through absentee ballots. Your response?
I hope so. How's that for a response? City of Oshkosh yesterday started a public relations campaign to do a voluntary 100% mail-in absentee election. That will keep people from coming in contact with one another. Couple of challenges, though. First of all, there aren't enough absentee ballots in the state yet. There literally have not been enough printed, so we need to address that. There aren't enough envelopes. There's not enough time to get the ballots out to cities and villages and towns, turn them around, get them in. And then the big crunch is going to come on Election Day. Wisconsin election law says you can't count absentee ballots until the day of. Well, if we do an all-absentee vote, it's going to be virtually impossible to do all of that counting in every place on the same day. It will be a huge logistical challenge. Health-wise, I think the governor is right. That would alleviate a lot of the health concerns, but there's still some underlying logistical challenges. I should say, by the way, we've been in contact with the governor's office. We've talked with Megan Wolf over at the Elections Commission and her staff. We're coordinating with the Towns Association, Counties Association. You know, it's sort of like the crew on Apollo 13 where they took the roll of duct tape, plastic bag, and an old gym sock and made a piece of critical infrastructure out of it. We will do that. I'm not quite sure what it's going to look like or what it's going to smell like, but we will do that.
Jerry, correct me if I'm wrong. Your weekend letter didn't call for the cancellation or the postponement of the April 7 election. Instead, it asked for additional tools for these local officials. Has the position of the league, and by the way, this letter was also written with the Towns Association and counties, correct, sir?
We consulted with them, but they're not signatories to the letter.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Not that they wouldn't have signed on, it's just things are moving too fast.
That's an important... That's an important distinction. But so let's go. Has the league position changed from the weekend? If we have these additional tools, we can conduct the April 7 election. Is the league now saying we need to cancel, postpone?
No.
No.
No, the league is not calling for a delay in the election. What we are saying, though, is if you don't delay the election, and by the way, a number of my members, a number of very prominent mayors, have been very outspoken that they believe the election needs to be delayed. Mayor Barrett, I saw this morning, said don't delay it, but do it all absentee. And then there's a variety of opinions beneath that. So there's no consensus on whether or not we should delay. That creates all sorts of challenges in its own right, not the least of which is delay till when? I mean, Steve, can you tell me when this is going to be all over?
No one can, sir.
Exactly. So that's the first problem with the delay. Second problem with the delay is under Wisconsin law, most local elected offices expire on the third Monday in April after the election. So we would have a whole lot of governing bodies that would simply go out of existence.
Which is why the governor has repeatedly said, this is democracy. This is electing local officials. Democracy must go forward. But I interrupted you. I'm sorry.
The governor's right, democracy must go forward, but, and I don't want to be overly dramatic, Steve, the next question has to be asked, but at what cost? I mean, can we really ask a 65-year-old woman to sit in front of hundreds of strangers and hand them pens all day long, which is what you have to do in an election? We will deal with this. There are ways we can deal with this, but the bottom line is state election laws are pretty prescriptive in dictating what has to happen at that polling place. And that's what we need relief from, and we need that relief now. It has to happen this week.
Okay, let's go there. Your weekend letter said we need, local units of government need additional tools. Spell them out, please.
Okay. The equipment to properly sanitize the voting place. There are 1,600 voting jurisdictions in Wisconsin. There are 20,000 poll workers in Wisconsin. I couldn't tell you how many voting places there are. We do not have the equipment all over the state yet, or the hand sanitizer, or the bleach wipes, or whatever you call those things, to keep all of those places germ-free. That equipment's not available. We need that out there. We need that out there right now. The ballots for absentee. We need far more than we have now. We need some relief from some very specific laws, and I'll give you the one example. When you go to vote in person, you have to sign the poll book, and if it's an electronic book, you sign it electronically with a stylus. Well, every one of those is a person-to-person contact that, quite frankly, we could do away with in this emergency. But that's a state law change. We need relief from that. There are a list of others. We presented them to the governor's office. They're looking at them. and hopefully we'll get some response from them this week.
Well, you're right. All of us now, when we vote, we have to sign that in front of a poll worker or two, most of whom, as you said, are over the age of average age 65 to 70. Looking at my notes, are you calling then for a special session to waive that law before April 7? And is that, you and I know how the Capitol works. We're veterans of it. Can the Capitol work that fast?
Steve, how many questions do you want? Are you going to ask me where I have to say the answer is, we've never done this before, but by golly, we need to do something? Because that's the answer here. I get this every day. My members are coming up with new questions every day. You know, if we are not supposed to meet, how do we hold a board meeting? How does government continue? The answer, I don't know what the answer is, but let's get together and figure it out. I don't know what the governor's emergency powers are. I don't know how fast the legislature can act in an emergency. What our letter over the weekend was meant to be was a diplomatic rock through the window, if you will, saying, folks, we really desperately need your help now. We don't know what you can do, or Governor, we don't know what you can do, but we desperately need you to sit down with us and figure this situation out.
At yesterday's briefing, the governor's legal counsel, Ryan Nielsen, excuse me for mispronouncing his name, said, we have been in contact with both the State Elections Commission and local officials to try to give them the tools that you just listed. So my question is, the response to your weekend letter, are you encouraged?
I'm encouraged, but we're not there yet. Right now, the response has been, okay, sit down and explain to us what you want. It has not been, okay, we're going to do this, we've got this on the way. You know, the cavalry ain't coming just yet, but they have been listening to us. I will say yes to that. And the other thing I do have to say, Steve, is by the time this interview is done, there may be additional changes, there may be additional progress, but as of right now, we have no guarantee of that.
I understand. And what you're saying is that at the 1:30 briefing today and at subsequent briefings by the governor and his top election officials, I'm sorry, his type healthcare professionals, we don't know what additional tools they may be giving your members, correct?
That is correct. We're all we can do, and I do, by the way, I want to kind of tip my hat to the governor's people here. I can't even begin to imagine the complexity, the criticality of the issues that they're dealing with. The election is not the only thing in town, and we get that. But the reality is, it's 2 weeks away and the clock is ticking. So in order to get some of these things done, we have to get some of these answers this week.
Your letter was also addressed to Speaker Voss, Senate Majority Leader Fitzgerald. Has the league heard from them?
We have not heard from those two specifically. We've been contacted by a number of legislators, President Roth, State Senate President Roth, and a number of others in the Assembly Republican Caucus, to convey the message to us that, hey, send us the list, we're working on a package, let's see what we can do, but also to say that they're really concerned about the idea of delaying the election. And that's why the league's position has not been to date a request to delay the election.
Okay, Jerry, I want to ask you about a press release this morning, because this situation does change hourly. A number of groups, including the ACLU and the League of Women Voters, have made a public appeal. Let's send every registered voter an absentee ballot, conduct the election that way. Does that sound feasible for your local officials?
It would be a challenge, but that would be something feasible, particularly if they would let us start counting absentee ballots sooner. The state assembly passed a bill that would allow local governments to do that. The state senate hasn't taken it up. So one of the things that could be done, I don't know about quickly, would be if there is a way under the governor's emergency powers or for the Senate to quickly pass that legislation, then yes, an all mail-in election would be challenging, but it would be doable.
The requirement that absentee ballots, when they must be counted, do you think that's something the governor, through an executive order, could change, or is it your belief that that's fixed, set by statute?
I don't know the answer to that question, Steve. We put it to the governor hoping It could be changed temporarily under an executive order. The governor's office has not responded, so I don't know if that means the answer is no, or that means the answer is we're putting out seven other brush fires, Jerry. We'll get back to you.
The elections.
Short answer, just don't know.
Sorry to interrupt you. The Elections Commission yesterday put out a public appeal to younger voters. Please volunteer. Raise your hand to come in and be and work as poll workers, because as you said earlier, the average age of our army of poll workers, 20,000, is between 65 and 70. Do you think younger workers, unfortunately some of whom may be laid off, will be willing to come in? Question one. Number two, is there time to train them to conduct our elections?
Yes, sir. Answer question two, yes, there is time to train them. Our local election clerks are actually pretty good at this. And give them about an hour or two, and they would limit the duties of these, you know, late-term volunteers. But, yes, they could definitely get them up to speed. And, by the way, Steve, I believe I got a commitment from your producer that you are going to volunteer to be an election worker on Election Day. I want to say that I wanted to pin a gold star on Megan Wolf's sweater when I saw that press release, because that is one of the pieces of the puzzle. We need the public to step up. This is democracy, baby. This is not a spectator sport. We need volunteers to help at those polling places.
Well, Jerry, thank you. If my duties with Wisconsin Eye, trying to bring as much information to the public as possible, if those can be waived, I would consider being a poll worker. Jerry, I've only got a couple more questions. Thanks for your time. The governor has alluded to potentially looking at our 9,600 members of the Guard to help conduct the April 7 elections. Have you heard anything about that? Do you think Guard workers are potential poll workers, Jerry?
Yes. Well, let me answer that this way. Yes, I think they are, but I have to be a citizen here, too. I don't want to pull guards, men and women, away from first responder duties or other duties. Bottom line is, if you put them in a poll worker situation, you're exposing them to the risk of COVID-19 exposure. And I think the guard needs to be careful that particularly those who have medical training would be available for other purposes. Steve, we haven't even gotten into the EMS crisis we could be facing in this state. So I guess my answer is we'll take all the guardsmen and women we can get to volunteer as poll workers, but I think we believe that those that have emergency medical training are necessary for a higher purpose.
Okay, a couple more questions. Are league members asking for donations to help protect, provide the protective equipment, masks, et cetera, for law enforcement, fire, and EMS responders? Are they making public appeals?
So far, they've been trying to work through channels. I think there are some public appeals in some locations. That's not a role that government has typically played, but getting pretty dire at this point, and I wouldn't be surprised to see that coming next.
Okay, let's look at one more graphic that you provided. From the village of Richfield, drive-through absentee voting is going great. Thanks for all the patience as we work through it, operating like a Portillo's hot dog drive-through. Now, that would indicate one smaller community is managing, is helping keep people at a reasonable, safe distance through drive-in voting. Is drive-in voting one potential way? I know City of Madison has devoted four parking stalls to it. How widespread can your members use that?
Hopefully fairly widespread. I know the city of Beloit actually has a video of how they hope drive-through voting will work. We didn't even talk about in-person absentee voting, which a number of cities have had to close down.
Yes.
Because of fears of virus spread. Yeah, what Richfield is doing, that's a good example of that duct tape and old gym sock that I talked about earlier. They're going to whatever weird lengths they have to make this work. And drive-through voting is a viable option. I don't know if it's going to have some glitches. I think that's entirely possible. But desperate times, desperate measures.
And the other social media posts I wanted to ask you about that you provided, who's going to train these poll workers? We are swamped and working overtime with absentee requests, in-person voting, and preparing for Election Day. This is the kind of questions that we've been raising in the course of our conversation, correct?
That is correct, Steve. And I think you got from that particular post the level of anxiety. A lot of my clerks are sort of on the edge right now. They're working as hard as they possibly can, trying to do the right thing, but they need a little help.
Okay, final question, Jerry. Thanks for all your time. What are you looking for in the next few days to address the issues that we've been talking about? What has to happen in the next 3, 4, 5, 6 days, sir?
We get waivers of a number of very discrete state laws on counting ballots, on signing poll books, a few other things. We get some solid answers on the availability of absentee ballots, and we are told the delivery trucks are on the road with disinfecting supplies, and plus we start to hear from the community, volunteer poll workers.
And the downside, if these steps don't happen, my friend?
I don't know. I mean, Illinois closed a number of voting places on Election Day. We don't want to have that happen. Wisconsin has some of the best elections in the country. I don't know.
Okay. Jerry DeShane is Executive Director of the League of Wisconsin Municipalities. Jerry, I want to thank you for your time. Good luck with your local officials conducting which is still on track, the April 7 elections. But again, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Steve.
This program is a production of Wisconsin Eye, an independent, nonpartisan, nonprofit media network with a mission to inform, educate, and engage the citizens of Wisconsin. Wisconsin Eye is the nation's first and only independently funded state civics broadcast network, providing gavel-to-gavel access to government proceedings and events at the state capitol.